17th Sunday, Year A, Ordinary Time. Reading 1, the first book of Kings, chapter 3, verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and said, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "Thou hast shown great and steadfast love to thy servant David, my father, because he walked before thee in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward thee. And thou hast kept for him this great and steadfast love, and hast given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, the Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king in place of David my father. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, whom thou hast chosen a great people that cannot be numbered or counted for multitude. Give thy servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern thy people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this thy great people?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. And God said to him, "Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you." Reading 2, Romans 8, verse 28. We know that everything God works for good with those who love him. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to have conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. The Gospel of Matthew 13, verse 44. The kingdom of God is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net which was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into vessels, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Have you understood all this? They said to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." Theme: how to choose wisely. If someone puts in front of us 100,000 ounces of gold and the book of Scripture and tells us to choose, what shall we choose? Certainly, many of us should choose the former. Why do we choose it? Because we wish to become rich. It is equal to $100 million without doing anything. On the other side, if someone chooses the book of Scripture, he doesn't know what to do with it. He doesn't have time to read it. Even if he has time, It isn't a guarantee that he shall understand what he reads. In today's first reading, there is a person who made such a strange decision. When God told him in a vision that whatever he asks, he shall be granted for him, it shall be granted to him. King Solomon didn't ask for any worldly things, but he did ask for divine wisdom. He had valid reasons for making such a wise decision. In the second reading, St. Paul told the Romans that if they want to make wise decisions, they have to base their decisions on the ultimate purpose which God predestines for human beings, that is, to live happily and eternally with Him in the heavens. In the Gospel, Jesus gives us a hint that if we want to make wise decisions, we must know the value of things, the value of the things that we choose. If we don't know their value, we shall not choose them, even though they have invaluable values. Analysis, Reading 1. The Importance of Wisdom. Why did King Solomon ask for wisdom and not other things? There are at least four reasons. First, he knew that if he had wisdom, he shall have everything. The wise know how to acquire what they want. If the wise can foresee the future, they may become rich. For example, Joseph and the King Pharaoh of Egypt, or the Queen of the South, brought many precious things to give King Solomon in order that she could learn some wisdom from him. Second, material things can disappear because they are outside of the owner, but wisdom can't be lost because it is inside and shall be in the owner forever. For example, many children who have inherited great wealth from their parents have become poor because they did not know how to invest the money. They only wasted it. Many well-known athletes have signed big contracts that are worth $100 million, but they become dirt poor after only a few years of their retirement. Third, material things don't always bring happiness, while wisdom is the principle that does bring happiness to people. Many people have lost their inner peace, both individually and in the family, after they become rich. Many of them confessed that if they had known their life and their family would change and turn out to be in such a wretched state, they would never have wanted to become rich or to have hit the jackpot. Finally, material things do not last forever. Jesus called people who store things up only as fools. The night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, those will they be. Or, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? There are many rich people in history, but these people don't know many rich people have been in history, but we don't know them because they left nothing to humankind. But they leave their names forever because of their teachings and discoveries. Why did King Solomon ask for wisdom? First of all, to govern God's people. A king needs to have wisdom to differentiate good from evil. This is the most important requirement for leaders of a nation, because they have to establish basic laws to protect their people. How can they establish laws if they can't make a difference between good and evil? Next, King Solomon understood that God gave him his selected and crowded nation to govern, and that he must be responsible before these responsible before God for these people. He cannot govern people by himself. He must choose others, other leaders to co-govern with him. In the Israelites' history, there were many unjust and irresponsible kings. Instead of governing people in justice and mercy, they used their power to mistreat and lead others to be slaves for foreigners. King Solomon's request pleased God, and it showed that the king was mature and understanding. He didn't ask for a long life, riches, or victories over his enemies, because he knew all of those are supplemental to compared to wisdom. To live long and but not happy is only to prolong a miserable life. To be victorious over enemies isn't difficult if one possesses wisdom, and especially if he can control himself. He only asked for wisdom to differentiate between right and wrong. Therefore, God granted him what he asked, so that none like him had been seen before, and none like him shall go after him. Reading 2, the difference between the divine and the worldly wisdom. Divine wisdom isn't any kind of worldly wisdom, but it exceeds it. The divine wisdom helps people to understand everything in the light of the ultimate destination and God's plan of salvation, the ultimate goal of our life. There are three questions that people of every generation and of all places always ask. Where do people come from? What do they live this life for? And where do they go after their death? People can't find answers for these questions. People wouldn't know the correct answers for these questions if God had not revealed them to us. And people can't understand the answers if God would not have bestowed his wisdom upon us. St. Paul in today's passage also confirmed, we know that in everything God works for good for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. According to God's revelation, people come from God and will go back to God. The purpose of this life is to live in a way that people shall be worthy for God's kingdom. God's plan of salvation. To know our ultimate destination isn't enough, but we need to know how to reach this destination. St. Paul gives us a sketch of God's plan for salvation as follows. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Many people take this passage to prove the determination, the determinism. To prove determination. This isn't correct because salvation is granted for all people. But people have the freedom to accept or reject it. St. Paul wants to emphasize the point that God foreknows everything, because all things happen to him as in the presence. All things happen to him as in present. God foreknows, God knows who will accept or reject his salvation. Gospel. The wise want to sacrifice all things to acquire the kingdom of heaven. Before we get into the four cases which Jesus mentioned in today's gospel, we need to understand the process of making a decision. To choose wisely, we need to follow the process. 1. He must know all results of his choice. When one makes a decision, he must accept all of its results. If he chooses the kingdom of heaven, his joy shall be to live happily with God forever. If he chooses mammon of the world, his joy is to have money, as much as he wants. But money has only a temporal value as long as he lives, and he shall then not enter heaven. 2. He must know how to achieve his goal. If he chooses the heavenly kingdom, he must live according to the heavenly standards, which means he must give up his will, do God's will, and carry his cross daily to follow God. If he chooses mammon, he can live according to worldly standards. He can do what he wants, eat good food, wear fancy clothes, and enjoy life to the maximum. He doesn't need to worry about the next life. 3. He must have the courage to choose. After knowing the results of his choice and ways to reach his goal, he must have the courage to choose one choice. He can't catch a fish with both hands. He can't choose both God and mammon, both the eternal life and this present life. If he does that, he shall lose both this life and the next life. In the first parable, a man found a treasure which was buried in a field. He came back home and sold all that he had to buy the field. In order to do this, he needed to realize that all the things he had can't be compared with the treasure in the field. Therefore, he needed to make his decision right away. He could not keep what he had and the treasure in the field. Similarly, if we don't recognize the important value of the heavenly kingdom, we will not sacrifice all things for it. The martyrs did not volunteer to sacrifice. Martyrs would not have sacrificed their life if they did not know the value of the heavenly kingdom. In the second parable, a merchant found a precious pearl. He brings it home and sells all the other pearls in order to. In the second parable, the merchant found a precious pearl. He went home and sold all his other pearls in order to buy that precious pearl. The merchant must have had experience recognizing the real value of the precious pearl, because if not, if that pearl was normal as the others, or as ordinary as the others, he would not have gone after it. In another place, Jesus also recommends not to put a pearl in front of a swine, because it doesn't know the value of it. To a swine, only bran has value. Similarly, the merchant can only choose one of the two solutions. In the third parable, a fisherman lowered his nets and caught many fish. He sat and made his selection. The good fish he put into his basket. The bad fish he threw back into the sea. God's angels will do the same on Judgment Day. The wise know with certain that this day shall happen. They don't want to be considered a bad one and be thrown back, but they want to be considered a good one and be gathered into heaven. At that time, it will be too late for people to repent. They should understand the meaning of Jesus saying, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life?" Jesus concluded, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old. The wise are those who know to evaluate right both new and old things. He shall not be too modern to discard the old things because he knows the new things sometimes aren't as good as the old ones. He isn't too conservative to keep only the old things, because he knows the new ones are improved from the old ones. Some biblical scholars understood as that Jesus mentioned the values of both the Old and New Testaments. Application in life. We often underestimate wisdom and overestimate riches, fame, and power. This is the reason why we don't spend time studying, acquiring necessary knowledge, especially understanding and meditating upon God's words. When we have wisdom, we have everything. Wisdom not only helps us to live happily, peacefully, and joyfully in this life, but it helps us to reach our destination in the next life. When we don't know the value of the kingdom of heaven, we shall not dare sell everything we have to purchase it, but we are satisfied with what we possess in this world. When we don't know the value of the kingdom of heaven, we do not sell everything we have to purchase it, but we are satisfied with what we possess in this world. Only when we ascertain that the last day will come, then we change our life and carefully observe God's commandments. Parents are also in the position of leadership. They need to have wisdom. They need to have the wisdom as King Solomon had, so that they know good from evil things and can lead their family to walk firmly according to God's ways.